Hey gang, welcome back you guys. Episode 66 of Zero Carb Journal. Good morning gang, how are y'all? Hope you guys are doing great. I am doing awesome. Much better than last week, much improved. So thank you guys so much for all your support and kind comments from last week. I definitely am feeling way, way better, and I appreciate all of you who reached out and let me know it was okay to not be super positive all the time. So how are you guys? Good morning. Sunday morning, you guys. 7 o'clock here. And can you see what's going on behind me there? How about that? It's gorgeous out there. So just as I expected it, it's turning around quickly. We're turning right from, we're skipping spring this year. We're going right into summer. And it's still in the 30s out there. It's 36 out there right now. But it's going to be really warm. And it was warm yesterday. Snow is mostly melted. There's still some. I still walk down through some snow going down that way, and I can't quite get a machine up the hill to bring up my propane yet, but it's close, probably today, actually this afternoon. I bet you that last of that snow will be gone enough to drive my tractor up here and get some supplies up and down. So really excited about that. Look at that. I don't know if you can see that mountain. It's just gorgeous out there. It's going to be really nice today, like 60 degrees or something. So, and I've been doing great, you guys. I had a really good week. I really appreciated all your comments, and you know, I felt great. It felt good to just sort of get all that out of me and just sort of be like, bah, I'm done with winter and I'm tired of it, and these are the things that bother me, and yeah, just put it all out there, and acknowledge it, and you know, I had a really great week. I sort of thought about some of the stuff that was bothering me, and it didn't bother me, or doesn't bother me anymore, and it was just sort of pent up frustration. And yeah, I just really appreciate all you guys for that and for letting me vent. So this week has been really good. From a zero carb perspective, it's been, I guess, pretty good. I did do some branching out a little bit, not much, but I've been trying to get to the bottom of my freezer because it's so close to empty. I want to unplug it. So it's just got a few things in the bottom. One of those things is liver. So I've been eating twice this week. I ate a little bit of lamb liver. And, you know, one of the things I'm finding about that, I like it. I don't like it, but I do. I like it for a few bites of it. The first few bites I like, especially if I eat it, oddly enough, cold the next day. I like that much better. That wasn't something I did intentionally. I just would eat a few bites and put it away and then have a few bites with my next meal. And I found that I liked it a lot better the next day. So that was interesting. I didn't notice any feeling any differently after eating it. I didn't notice any profound improvements. So for whatever that's worth. But I have a little bit more in there, probably enough for another couple weeks. So I'll just keep eating it and see if things change. I don't know how they would, but in other words, I don't feel like there's a lot of improvement to make, but who knows, maybe I will start feeling a lot better, or something. But anyways, I've been eating that, and that's been interesting. And I got fish. I got some salmon from my friend, and so I've been eating fish again this week, and that has been nice, and I do. I really enjoy it, and like I said, again, it doesn't really seem to make me feel like better. I don't notice that I was feeling bad and now I'm better, but it does make me feel good. And I've been feeling pretty good this week. Now I did have one sick night this week again. You know, I've been having long days at work. This has been a big week at work. I put in a lot of hours. And there was a couple days I got home real late. And so due to the nature of the schedule of those days, I just did one meal a day that day. And as normally with me, one meal a day doesn't sit so well. And so I think it was Friday night. I ended up getting home late and eating a whole lot. Felt great when I was eating. I just was really hungry, kept going. And then sure enough, at about, you know, 1 in the morning, I woke up with burning in my stomach, and got up and I had diarrhea, and then I decided I would feel a lot better if I just vomited. So I did, and I spent that night wasn't that fun. I was up most of the night, getting on and off the toilet, and but that's normal. I'm learning what that is, and I'm sure of it now. It's just, you know, stuff that doesn't digest and won't go down. And once I throw it up, I usually feel a lot better. So as not so great as that sounds, it was a relatively minor event, and, you know, it gives me affirmation in the sense that I know that feeling is very different than my old gut pains and problems. And it's just, I can identify it right away. It's, oh, there's something in my stomach that's not going away in my stomach acid. It's burning. It's time to get that acid and stuff out of there. And so while that's not ideal, I do recognize it, and I know it's just from overeating, tougher cuts. Again, that was some of that really cheap hamburger. It does have gristly bits in there, and I just don't digest them very well when I eat them in volume. And it seems like it has something to do with lying down. You know, it doesn't happen during the day. It only happens if I eat food. And it's not like I eat and lie right down. I eat and then a few hours later I lie down. But it seems like that last bit of digestion, if I'm lying down, it just doesn't happen. Maybe there's a little pocket in there in my stomach that happens below the exit or something. I don't really know. But it seems like it's a pretty, I can identify it. It's the same every time. And it feels the same. And it happens in the same set of circumstances. And it doesn't feel like sick. I mean, it doesn't feel like there's something wrong with me. It just feels like, no, you put too much stuff in there and it won't go through. So anyways, that was Friday night. And so Saturday I was pretty tired. I didn't sleep very well, yes, you know, obviously. And so kind of worn out. But other than that, you know, this week has been great. I've had a great week at work. I felt good. Energy's been good. Pretty regular in the with my restroom visits for the most part, with those few exceptions. Did stop, you know, didn't buy any more bacon, and that seems to, it does seem to, you know, if I eat the bacon regularly, it does seem to lead me a little bit astray. So I think I have to keep that a special treat. Maybe every once in a while buy a pack, and no big deal to eat it once a meal out at when I'm going out or something. But if I buy a pack, I eat it, you know, meal after meal after meal for a few days, and it seems to start to take me backwards a little bit. So that's this week in zero carb for me. Still keeping it real steady. And you know, it's interesting, isn't it? It seems that the more I go down this path, I sort of wander a little bit off, but I always come back to, for the most part, just beef and water, a little bit of salmon maybe. And as always, here I am two years and change in. And as always, I come back to that sort of middle of the road, to my home base, as I call it, my safe spot. And I just feel so much better, and everything gets so much easier, and, you know, decisions about what to eat and all that sort of fall by the wayside. And it's not like I had strayed real far, but, it's always good to just get back to just beef and water and recognize that really is the best thing for me, and I do feel best. And so when I'm feeling off, it's because I've strayed a little bit, and sometimes that straying can actually lead my brain to start to wonder, to stray even more. And it's sort of a vicious cycle. So it seems like it's real important for me to identify that I'm not, you know, feeling super positive, or I'm not very regular, or anything that's just a little bit off. Get myself back to home base here, beef and water, and everything seems to fall back in line. It gets a lot easier. My mental state stabilizes and my gut stabilizes, and all of a sudden I'm not wanting to, you know, buy bacon or try cheese anymore. So, yeah, it's been a good week, you guys. Good to get back to the basics and feel solid here. It was awesome to read, Robin, your experience at the carnivore conference. Thank you for sharing that. And I did do a little poking around and read some reviews and stuff. Sounds like it was a great time. To be honest, I don't have much, interest or patience in the science and the talks anymore. I understand that, you know, I understand how important that is, and those people are moving the conversations forward. And especially when, you know, as new carnivores, I know, like, when I was a new carnivore, I was really fascinated by all that stuff, and it meant a lot to me. But now I just find it sort of tedious in a sense, just because I feel so confident in my choice and in this decision, and also confident in the fact that it's going to take a long time for the science to catch up. And so while I really appreciate those folks and all of their research and knowledge, I would like to have a different kind of carnivore conference. I don't really need the, I'm not really interested in spending all day listening to some people talk about their opinions of science, current science and all that. I'd much rather just hang out and have us share our experiences. I don't know how exactly that would work. I haven't really thought it through, and I'm not really proposing anything, although I could see something maybe coming, you know, to life, but, something different. You know, we have those low carb conferences, and the carnivore conference really follows that format. And, you know, kudos to Amber. I'm not trying to take anything away from her at all. It's a good format, and I think it offers a lot of value to a lot of folks, and we don't have a lot of people pushing that carnivore science narrative. So I think it's very important that they do that. But for me personally, I'd just much rather focus on the human side of it, I guess, and get to know each other and our personal struggles, and talk about our personal, you know, methods for dealing with this way of eating and things like that. I don't feel like, I mean, I suppose, you know, many of us newcomers still do require convincing. I don't know. I just don't feel that the science is really the discussion at this point. I feel like the discussion is more about, you know, how we can live like this in this modern world. The progress and the benefits we've experienced, and I'm just not that interested in the nuts and bolts of it anymore, because I think that I guess I'm just a little jaded when it comes to science. I mean, I believe what our team says, but you know, I used to believe the other side of the coin as well, so I guess I'm a little skeptical when it comes to all that stuff. I'm not saying that right. I'm not skeptical of what they're saying. I just don't find it very interesting anymore. Wow, that was pretty blunt. But I find all of the people and the human side of zero carb incredibly, incredibly fascinating and motivating. And So I don't know what I'm saying, but just that the carnivore conference, I was extremely interested in the gathering of the people, but really the information that I saw from most of it was the presentations, and to me that was the part that I was the least interested in. I guess I'll just put it like that. So anyways, it was great to read about your experience, Robin. I'm so envious that you got to go and meet all those lovely humans, and you know, so I'd love to try and make it next year or the next time one of those happens, but good for you for making it out there. Hi, buddy. So I guess, you know, I think I'm going to keep it really short today. I don't have a whole lot to share. I am so excited about this warm weather and springtime here. I'm going to maybe go surfing today. It looks like it's just a gorgeous day. And I spent yesterday fixing fences. The snow had flattened down all my fences, or quite a few of them. And so I spent yesterday fixing those and took my stove apart and rebuilt that the day before. Finally got warm enough to shut it down for the day and do my yearly maintenance. And yeah, I'm feeling good. I'm on top of my things. My big boat job is done. My little boat job is almost done. I'm about to start one more big one. And I'm just feeling great, you guys. I'm really looking forward to this spring and summer. I'm kind of starting to formulate a little bit more of some goals. I'm wrapping up my first round of 90 days for 2019, my first goals round. So about to sit down and write up my new goals for the next 90 days, and feeling really positive, you guys. I'm feeling like I've made a lot of progress in this last this over this last winter. I just sort of have been dug in, and I feel like I've kind of got a lot of my big projects and big hills to climb sort of out of my way, and I'm really ready for the next step. I've been saying that for a while, but it's feeling very much like that now. My little shack here is, I do have some work to do, but there's not a ton, and got a feeling my summer list is going to be pretty thin around the ranch here, so hopefully that'll leave me some time to get out and be in the world a little bit more. But at any rate, you guys, I hope you guys are doing great. I hope you're making great progress. Hope you're staying the course. Hope you're finding health and progress in zero carb. And I really hope that this is helping you as much as it's helping me. I can't tell you guys how much I appreciate and what a difference you make. Your comments and your support, it really does make a huge difference to me. This has just been a great project for me. The idea of sharing every week has been really profound. So I can't thank you enough. And I do. I have a couple things I'm wanting to share with you. Some different projects, video projects that I've got kind of in the works. So hopefully once I get a little bit out ahead of my boat work, I'll have some time to do some of that stuff for you. So if there's anything in the meantime that I can share to help you, let me know. And I think I'll cut it off there for now. So I hope you guys have a wonderful week. Hope you guys are feeling great, making progress, and I will check in with you next week, and we'll take it from there. So thanks as always for listening and watching, you guys, and I'll see you next week. Okay, thanks. See ya.